Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. We had some technical difficulties over the weekend. Sounds like a few things got fried with electrical surcharges. We have no phones today. And then on the board, as I hit the on mic buttons, I lost the Everly Brothers. But anyway, it's a Tuesday. It's the day after July 4th. My mom, happy birthday yesterday, too. You would have been 94 yesterday, and think about you and miss you every day. Anyway, today's a Tuesday. It's usually the day of the Laundry House Gang, but I switched them out. They'll be on tomorrow with me, first Wednesday of this month. And today, I have Robert Carr, and he's putting in the Gravel Barbecue, the second annual. Fly into that. Robert, how you doing, sir?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
This is an event. You know, you're not going small, going low, going little. 3 days this Friday, Saturday, Sunday on an island on the Tanana River. How did you, second annual, what in God's name made you think about doing this, first of all?
Well, it started out as a small idea, and it has evolved ever since. Last year was pretty big event, more than we expected, and it was a success, so we're going to continue it on.
Now, again, if you're going to go out there on the water, wear life jackets, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure your boat runs well. If you're flying in,
yep.
You're not having any adult beverages.
Nope.
After you start up, and you've got wonderful sponsors, Laura Bruger.
Yeah, Laura Bruger from Country Financial.
That a very good sponsor. Who are some of your other sponsors?
We have Alaska Satellite Internet, Fairbanks Home Source, to name our three main ones. three main ones, and then we have several others, which I'll list those out to you.
Okay. Now, this is a three-day event. It's this July. And what's the direction that you take to get out there? Is there like a coordinates that you can give out to anyone? Oh, here it is. Yeah,
there's coordinates.
64.42.15 north, 148.09.29 west. And you have a flyer. Do you have a website for this?
Right now we're on Facebook. We do have a website. It's not quite set up yet for much information, but the Facebook is kind of the way we're promoting it right now.
Okay. And you can email info@flyinalaska.com.
Yep.
And there's transportation available for people to go out there, fly in or boat in?
Yeah, and I'm working on getting that phone number too. I can give you a phone number for people to call to get a ride if they need to purchase a ride out there.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So this is the second annual. Your first annual was, like you said, it's a small idea, but it got really big. How many people went out there last year?
We guessed 400 to 500 is kind of what we figured on.
Over the three-day week?
Last year it was only a one-day event.
400 people in one day.
Yeah. And our goal was if it was successful that we would do a multi-day thing this year, and so it's happening.
So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
God, we're already almost halfway. We're already into July. And how do people fly out? How do they make reservations?
Through that email, info@flyinalaska.com.
You can give them information on how to get out there.
Yep.
Okay. Now you have very good purveyors out there. You have yourself, who's going to be serving food. And then you have Hari, the cuisine of India.
Yep, Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Yeah, he's right there on South Cushman.
Okay. And then you have the Hoodoo Brewery that will be supplying a beer if people want to buy beer, or people can. It's a big camping weekend.
Yeah, they're supplying the beer, and Lavelle's Tap House will be the servers catering it.
Now, who designed your logo?
That is Sandy Jameson.
That's a great logo. Yeah, I mean, you can tell it's a Jameson.
He gave us a painting last year to use for our T-shirts out there, and we used it. But then this year, he custom painted that for us.
That is a great. Sandy, hands off to you, buddy. Great logo.
Yeah, thank you. That was hard work.
So it's July, Friday. What time do people usually start getting out there on a Friday? And people can camp overnight.
Oh, yeah, all weekend.
And this is on a big island.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a big island on the Tana River, about 20 minutes downstream if you're in a boat, 5 minutes by air.
Yep. It's about 10 to 12 river miles from Chena Marina, Chena Pump Road boat launch.
Okay.
Down river.
Now, tell me about the aircraft competitions that you're going to have.
So we're trying to keep it pretty mellow. We don't want to do any of the stall stuff out there. So it'll be like we have a flower drop competition.
A bombing run.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a target way out there in the middle of the other island. And then the airplanes fly over and try to drop a bag of flour into the target. And whoever gets closest is the winner. And then we have a spot landing. So you just try to land your wheels right on the spot without hitting early. That's the goal.
How does a person get a flyer from you?
Well,
what's your phone number?
It is 907-687-0682.
And you can email them information, or it is info@flyinalaska.com. And the coordinates are there. Punch them in. And just 12 miles from Fairbanks on the Tana River. And on approach, if you're flying out there, please call 122.9.
Yeah, 122.9. That's the standard air-to-ground frequency so that we can keep everybody safe. We'll have someone on the ground with the radio at all times to watch out for traffic and kind of just try to prevent anyone from getting too close to each other.
So you're going to have beach games, a massage tent.
Yep.
No, everyone has to have a massage tent on the Tana River.
Why not?
And it says, and more. What is some of the more?
Let's see. Camping, beach volleyball, you know, cornhole games. Yeah, I don't know. Anything, as long as it's safe. What we do ask is please don't do any fireworks out there.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to have any fires going on.
So this is for everyone to come out and enjoy and do their own things at.
Yep.
It's
something for everyone, really, out there, all ages, all different types of people.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. And again, we don't have any phones. We got zapped with some electrical surcharges this weekend. And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! It's the Valdez Fishing Report, brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Visit Frontier's extensive fishing department for conventional fly and saltwater tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
This is Ricky Colpietro of KVAK Radio here in Valdez, Alaska, with an update on fishing in Valdez. North Pole angler Jeremy Smith reeled in a 170-pound halibut on June 23rd aboard the Chugach Girl to take the lead in the Valdez Halibut Derby. Smith's fish also won him the first-place weekly prize in the Valdez Halibut Derby.
We got out there early, so we put our lines in, and ended up catching a 170-pounder on a jig. Yeah, it was one hell of a fight, but he came up pretty smooth. We got him up
Chris Mills of Melbourne, Florida, drops to second place overall with the 150-pound fish he caught May 28th aboard the Halibut Grove. Camille Mulcair of Fairbanks is hanging on to third place overall with the 149.8-pound halibut she caught June 9th aboard the Six Gun. The overall leaders are big, but fish weighing just over 100 pounds have been big enough to take home weekly prizes the past couple weeks. Week 4 of the Halibut Derby, Jason Waller of Fairbanks won the first place weekly prize with 136.8-pound halibut, and the second place weekly winner was a fish weighing 106 pounds. When going out for halibut, the importance of putting out a chum bag and getting scent in the water was emphasized by Esther Hughes, who deckhands for the charter boat Reflection. In an interview she gave at the harbor last week, she was surrounded by an astounding catch of halibut, rockfish, and happy clients. Alaska Department of Fish and Game said that king salmon are getting picked up by Cape Clear and Montague Island for those venturing out further and spending time trolling.
The fishing is great in Valdez, Alaska. It's also a beautiful place to get out and explore the waters of Prince William Sound. Cast from shore or spend the day on a charter. Have your catch processed and shipped fresh right from the harbor. Stop by the Visitor Center on Fairbanks Drive for more information on accommodations, tours, events, culture, and everything Valdez has to offer. Discover more at ValdezAlaska.org.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
Frontier Outfitters brings you the Valdez Fishing Report, helping you make your next fishing adventure a success. Rods to tackle, coolers to camping gear. It's your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 80. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High of 82. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here with Robert Carr. He's putting on the second annual Gravel Barbecue. It starts this Friday and it ends on Sunday. Transportation to get out to it is by boat or by plane. If you're looking at going by boat, they have a taxi, water taxi service that starts at the Chena Wayside there off Chena Pump Road. And is there a scheduled time frame, Robert, or is there a cost involved?
Everybody's got a call and book to schedule their own time for down and back if they're doing a one-way or round trip or whatever. But it is... about, I think they're kicking off transport at 10 a.m. on Friday and then wrapping up mid-afternoon on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get out there and basically it's going to be going nonstop the whole weekend,
yeah.
I would think.
Yep. That's the plan.
400 people one day, so you'll probably get a little bit over 1,000 people over 3 days, I would think.
Yeah, it's possible.
Now, you're already bringing equipment and items out there. So
oh, yeah.
you're getting ready for a big event. You mentioned that you've already had 2 plane loads and 6 watercrafts, you know.
Tonight will be our first run of loads.
What are you bringing out there?
Tables, tents, yurts,
generators,
fuel for the generator. Let's see, sound gear, bands, stage. Yeah,
bands and a stage too. Is Aerosmith coming out?
Oh, I don't think they are.
Pink Floyd.
Little River Band.
No, Little River Band on the Tanana.
No, we got some local Alaskan bands. Coming from Anchorage and Fairbanks.
What specific time frames were they at in the evening, or
I don't have that information offhand. I know we're planning on having Ukulele Russ and Casey Smith Project. We had a couple more that fell through, but I think we got 5 bands total.
Okay.
Yeah.
So probably Friday and Saturday evenings, you would think.
Yep. Yeah, and we're planning a weather-dependent, smoke-dependent to do the flying competition on Saturday at noon is the plan.
Okay. And if someone wanted to fly out there, that's from Chena Marina.
Correct.
And Wrights is doing that, one of them.
I think Wrights is actually going to be out of Fairbanks.
At the East Ramp, their location there?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have another person who will be probably be available from Chena Marina.
Yep, shuttling from Chena, yep.
So, okay, so any knowledge on costs for shuttle, air shuttles or boat shuttles?
I'll pull that up and we can let people know.
Okay, appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
So, you're going out there and starting to set up tonight. When, so you basically, you'll be back in on 1 week from today, basically, with everything you're putting up, operating, and pulling down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably what it'll be, about a week.
1 week out of your life.
Yep. A little bit more in planning leading up to that.
Yeah. Any issues so far that out of the ordinary?
Nothing out of the ordinary, but just, you know, I mean, there's a lot of logistics that went into it. The tap house, you know, having to permit and everything like that, getting the beer, getting the bands lined up.
People can bring out their own beer if they want.
I am not sure on that. I know within, like, the serving area that
is the logo. Yeah. But, yeah. If you're buying it out there, they have a specific area that's 10 and you can't go out of that area.
Right.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know the...
It's basically a public area, and, you know, so they can, you know, bring out your camping. Basically, you're camping on a big island.
Yeah.
Or you're visiting on a big island. You don't have to bring anything, or you can bring everything. It's either Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or go out there Saturday, come back Saturday afternoon, or Saturday evening. So there's something for everyone.
And the camping's not our thing. It's free camping. It's just public land, but... Mm-hmm. We will kind of try to direct people to a good spot, you know, so that it stays somewhat organized or, you know, just so everybody's not on top of each other and whatnot.
You're bringing out a yurt.
A few yurts, yeah.
A few yurts. What will you be doing with the yurts?
The sponsors are actually staying in them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you have Laura Brueger. She's going to be out there in a yurt with her Country Financial. Then you're going to have Melody, and she's with Fairbanks Home Source. Is she going to be out there?
Yep. Yeah. They were all stoked about this event last year and this year again. And so we just wanted to make it kind of make them comfortable out there and enjoy, have a good time since they are the ones making it all happen.
Hmm. Very fine people.
Fine
people. You know, Laura, she knocks it out, and so does Melody in their businesses. They really do. Now, tell me about this cuisine of India.
Yeah. He was actually our first sponsor last year that we got on board, and he wanted to come out and serve, but since it was just one day, he decided to wait until this year when we can have multiple days, but he'll be out there. The plan is Friday and Saturday serving Indian food.
You have a menu at all, or?
I don't know what they're serving, honestly.
Okay. And you're going to have your food out there?
Yep. Holy Cow Texas brisket. So we'll have brisket and pulled pork available.
Brisket Eggs Benedict on Sunday morning?
No.
I didn't think so, but this is worth a shot.
Yeah.
What the heck?
We got a lot on our agenda, so we're going to skip that for this year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, boy. How long have you been planning this?
Oh, since last year. Because first annual, we started planning that in the winter. Just kind of trying to get everything lined up.
Did you think that it'd be an annual?
Yeah, that was always kind of the idea. We wanted to keep doing it, but we still had to see, like, the response and just make sure that it was doable, and it has been so far. So
you had a good response last year?
Yeah, everybody had a great time too.
You know, I heard about it. A friend of mine he gives me a call on, you know, Saturday about 2 o'clock, and he's heading out there, and he's asked me if I want to go. I'm saying, no, I'm I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah.
And he got back and he just had a blast. He had a great time.
Nice.
And all of a sudden he's on this committee with you, you know, so he's all excited about this. Ah, okay.
Who was that?
Richard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Richard Bessrab.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, he was very happy with it last year, so what the heck.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, he's been a big help, too.
What's he been doing for you this time? Well, how many volunteers do you have working on this?
I would guess 15 or 20 just of friends and people that we actually met last year that just jumped on board. We got good friends that have boats, and they're just all for helping out and running loads all the time. It's great help.
Man, that's a lot of work.
Yep. I think people just really want to have an event like this to go to and look forward to.
It's, yeah,
kind of a missing thing in this town.
You know, we have from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we are booked. Yeah. Fairbanks, I mean, we are,
yep,
loaded up, back loaded, front loaded. And then after Labor Day, you got hunting season.
Yeah.
And before that too. So about Halloween hits and everyone just sort of passes out and hibernates for the winter.
Yep. Yep. So it's time to get out and do stuff while the sun's up.
Now, on your Holy Cow barbecue, what's your most favorite thing that's sold there?
Oh, brisket, hands down.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what inspired the whole thing to do it, is
brisket on the beach.
Yep. Me and my friends going down to Texas and trying the Texas brisket for the first time, and became an instant hobby.
You had a what's the term I'm looking for?
An epiphany.
You had a religious experience of, yes, Texas barbecue.
Exactly. And that's why it's called Holy Cow.
Or is that when you, is that what you said when you first had your first,
oh, yeah,
bite?
Yep.
Holy cow, and oh my God.
Yep. Got to learn how to make this.
And who taught you?
I did.
Okay.
I just researched and talking to people down there and figuring out the traditional way to do it and following instructions.
What sort of smokers do you have?
We use pellet smokers.
Okay.
A little bit of a cheating process, but we don't care. It tastes the same.
You know, in Fairbanks, Alaska, you're not going to get white oak or red oak real readily, easily.
Yeah, no.
Or inexpensively.
But you can get the oak pellets, and that's what, yep, we use. So.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not like we have a lot of that growing, and you can go out into the wild and find that, you know.
Yeah.
I've used one that I've used a lot, and I'm starting to really enjoy, is actually choke cherry. Works very well. It's a very much milder smoke, and most people look at the choke cherry is an invasive species of tree,
yeah,
to the interior of Alaska. So the more we use it in smoking food, the better our environment is. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I've thought of that.
Yeah. Good,
what the heck?
Good point.
How long do you smoke your food? A typical, say, a 14-pound brisket?
Oh, probably 9 hours, I'm guessing. It varies so much, though. Like, every cut of meat is different.
And temperature outside.
Yeah.
Versus temperature, you,
yep,
know.
And how you thaw it. So our process starts at least 2 days before it gets into someone's mouth. Like,
yeah,
we start thawing it just right, you know, slow thaw, and then rub on it, and that sits in there in the foil for a while, and then it goes on the barbecue pretty much at the right time, and everything's a science, you know.
What temperature do you cook at?
225. That's what we try to stick to.
Very low and slow.
Yep.
Yeah, it, you know, it's hard to try and explain to a person that if you are at that temperature for 8 to 14 hours, something good is going to come out.
Yep.
Just be patient.
And that's why it's so rare, is because we can't wait.
I know. Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We have no phones today. I have Robert Carr in the studio with me. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to give you some bumper music, some Van Halen. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Highland Park, Illinois, say that alleged shooter Robert Cremo planned his July 4th assault, killing six and wounding 30.
We do believe Cremo pre-planned this attack for several weeks. He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers.
Chris Covelli is spokesperson for the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force. Meanwhile, New Jersey's governor has signed into law seven gun safety bills, saying he believes that the states are obligated to take action.
We know that we can take on the epidemic of gun violence and win. We can know we can put in place strong and smart gun safety laws that are consistent with the Second Amendment and still protect our communities.
Democrat Phil Murphy. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that recyclers will have to look elsewhere to dispose of cans and bottles after the Fairbanks North Star Borough abruptly announced late Friday afternoon that its central recycling center on Marika Road was closed until further notice. Would-be recyclers Saturday morning who pulled up to the recycling center were greeted with a cardboard sign taped to a sandwich board reading, "Closed until further notice. See press release." No press release was attached to the sign. This closure is a result of the borough and the contractor being unable to agree on a new contract, the borough stated in its Friday notice. The borough will issue a procurement solicitation or open the contract for bid for a new operator, but is expected to take 2 to 3 months. The recycling center is relatively new to the Fairbanks area, having opened in September of 2017. It opened after years of input and what public identified as a need for the community. The borough did provide two alternatives for residents looking to dispose of aluminum recyclables, such as soda cans. C&R Pipe and Steel at 401 East Van Horn Road and K&K Recycling at 1262 Old Richardson Highway, both
streaming
in Fairbanks.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to already dispense the latest products from Starkey, Phonak, and ReSound, but they're even prouder to offer best practices to fit your hearing aids using systems like Real Ear to better fit your hearing aids to your specific hearing loss. They even offer lower-cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Hello, this is Ward Mertes. More than 20 years of helping Alaskans smeared in automobile accidents and the families of Alaskans killed in car crashes have taught us a few things. Even in the private Fred Meyer parking lot, you should obey all traffic control devices. Just because a stop sign is on private property doesn't mean you have the option to ignore it. You'll be held just as legally responsible if you hurt somebody when you run a stop sign on private property as if you do it on a public roadway. The Mertes Law Firm has helped injured Alaskans for more than 20 years. It's who we are. And while we hope you never need us, we're here if you do.
The Yukon Quest second annual charity golf scramble is back Saturday, July 9th at the Fairbanks Golf Course. And now is the time to sponsor a hole during the 2022 tournament. Sponsorship forms can be found at the Yukon Quest Alaska Facebook page or at Denali Industrial Supply on Van Horn. For more information, contact tournament director Mark Weber at 907-452-7954 or email your form into alaskadirector@yukonquest.com.
The robins who frequent my family's summer yard are very busy indeed. They know summer is short with much to do before winter. As a septic tank and a bird watcher, the robins have taught me this. My family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' pump me out every summer. They know it's the best time, just like the robins do. Less complicated. Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' just once a year helps me live longer and serve my family much better.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Robert Carr in the studio with me, who's putting on the second annual Gravel Barbecue this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, Robert, this is what you've really done. You've given everyone an excuse with a boat to get on the river, come down and find you, and bring whatever they want to bring and enjoy themselves.
Yep, exactly. And use your GPS and navigate, and same with the planes. You know,
you know, if this go west, young man, yeah. On the river, go downstream.
Yeah, you won't miss it.
Yeah, you're gonna find it if you if you find yourself in the Nana,
you went a little far.
Just a little too far. If you have an airplane, everyone has, you know, if anyone has an airplane, they always have to strut their stuff. I got a brother, he's got all sorts of fixed wing and rotary wing aircraft, and they just like, everyone likes their summer cars in Fairbanks.
Yep.
So get in your boat, come on down, strut your stuff. You have the excuse.
Yep.
For a very nice time, massages, other volleyball, things like that.
Food, good food, music.
Good food, beverages, music. It's an event for everyone.
Yeah, and you can, for the pilots, show off your skills too and join the competition. We got prizes. Crowley is donating the prize for that, grand prize of, let's see, airport equipment rentals. Gift card for airport equipment rentals. And we got a couple other prizes too as well for that.
You know, that's one thing about Fairbanks. We pull out some of the best sponsors. We really do.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, she did something else with the stem cell.
Yeah. Yeah. She is kind of spearheading the Alaska portion of Be the Match, which is the stem cell donor registry, which I have been wanting to help her spread the word on that as well.
That's Laura Bruger with Country Financial, very exceptional individual, good friend of mine.
Yes.
And now tell us about the stem cell again.
It's a registry, so it's a donor registry. You can be on the registry to donate stem cells, which is actually very unintrusive. It's easier than, or it's just like giving blood, basically.
Yeah, it's not gonna hurt me too much.
No,
I can weather through it.
Yep.
If I got two COVID shots and two boosters, this is easy.
Yeah, they actually cycle the blood out and spin it and put your blood right back inside you, so you don't even have to get like, there's no, there,
this is better than a mosquito.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness. And Laura, she's there on Gaffney. She can tell you more about it.
Yeah.
People. Yeah. A very big thing, though. A very big thing.
Very good thing.
So how did you talk Sandy Jameson into his art? I mean, this is a really good logo.
He used to do Arctic Man, like the paintings for Arctic Man t-shirts and everything. Yeah. And so that was kind of what got me the idea. He's a good family friend, too. And so I just hit him up, and he just donated the artwork that... The previous one, IFR, is one of his famous art pieces with the red plane over the stern steam wheeler or whatever that's called.
The Discovery.
Yep. Yeah, and so he let us use that painting for our t-shirts last year, and then he custom made that one for this, just for this year.
That's a good logo. It has a black bear grilling something, so that's probably you.
Yeah, he calls it the barbecue is that painting's name, I think.
So we talked about your brisket. Let's go to the other white meat side, the pork side.
Yeah.
Tell me about your pork butt sandwiches.
Well, I don't call them sandwiches, but we do throw in meals, white bread. But you want to know the process or what?
Yeah, let's just start the process.
Sure. So it's almost identical to doing a brisket. Mm-hmm. Same temp, takes about the same amount of time. We wrap it the same. We do the same exact rub. So,
and it gets to a point where, you know, you're trying to push it over that 180 mark of temperature.
Yep.
Yeah, getting it past that one thing, and it tries to save itself by having more internal sweat, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It can actually be a little tougher to get that to that temperature.
Yeah.
And but we pull them out at the same temp. 203 is our magic number.
And then, you know, how long do you let it rest for?
An hour minimum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Letting all them juices recoagulate.
That's another thing that people like to skip.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, hello.
Yeah. You just can't.
You know, Fairbanks, if you're grilling a steak, when you're done grilling the steak, let it rest for 7 to 12 minutes and you're golden.
Yeah.
It's not going to cool off in temperature per se,
no.
But the juices redistribute to where they should be, and it's just a much nicer, juicier, tender steak.
It will be much more tender, and the temperature balances out.
So when you're not doing stuff like this, what does Holy Cow do?
Not much, actually. It's just kind of a little, it's almost like a side hobby of me. Yeah, me and my friend. And we've served over out of the Big Eye before. And
probably the Hoodoo.
And yeah, just around town. So it's just a little.
Whenever you want, or is there a schedule at all?
No schedule. That we do it. We have.
Hey, Robert, you don't seem like, if you don't want to do it, you're just not going to do it. I'll, you know, yeah. If you want my food, look me up.
Look us up on Facebook, and we might throw out a little blurb that says where we're going to be that night or something like that.
If we're not on an island in the Tanana River.
Yeah. You might find some coordinates on there. Holy Cow on Facebook.
You're sort of like the stealth barbecue group.
barbecue band.
You can't talk about Fight Club. No talking about Fight Club. when did you start doing this?
About a year and a half ago is when we first really, really got into it. I think I cooked my first brisket 3 years ago. Yeah, not long.
And is that from a, what type of smoker?
Same pellet smoker. I've never done a traditional smoker, to be honest with you.
I've got everything in the world. I've had everything in the world. You know, hello, my name is David, and right now I own 5 different smokers. You know, and I've got a great Camp Chef pellet. I've got the Weber Smoky Mountain. I've had other ones. I've had offset, vertical.
Yeah.
And just depending on what I'm doing, you know, enough smokers is never enough smokers.
Yeah.
All my friends, you know, when some of them move, all of a sudden they're giving me their smokers, and I'm giving people smokers. And it's just an interchange of smokers and what you use and how you use it and what type of wood you're going to use. But this weekend, a friend of mine, he had a family, a very, very large 3-day family event. And they had between 120, 140 people there. So on the 4th of July yesterday, I smoked 30 pounds of tri-tip, and that was sliced tri-tip they got from Fred Meyer's. And then, so I smoked it at about 185 with a cherry pellet. I want to put a cherry and a milder taste on there. And I smoked it at 185 for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then I finished it on, you know, at a nice 450 degrees of searing it.
Yeah.
So I did that reverse, that reverse thing. And boy, it was good.
Nice.
But you're all of a sudden you're doing, you know, 40, you know, you're doing 25 pounds of tri-tip, and you're going, this is not what I do, and it's on the 4th of July, but it's for my buddy. Okay, you know.
Yeah.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. I would like to give you our phone number, but due to the fact that Perry Wally buys me, and only me, David Prues at KFAR, this North Korean equipment, we're the only one. All of our stations got knocked out this week. And Melissa Burnett, she brought them all back online by herself with instructions from Chris out of Anchorage, our engineer. They got everything going except for my phone system. So sometimes you just got to work through your North Korean equipment. And this is one of those moments. And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Every house has windows, and when you have questions about purchasing new ones, where do you go? No, you don't ask Google. And if you did, it should tell you to go ask Steve at Glass Solutions for all your window and door-related questions. Steve's Alaska's expert with more than 30 years' experience selling Arctic-grade windows that will last. Everyday wholesale pricing on time-tested major brands that have proven themselves at 50 below zero. Call 699-9633 and ask for Steve for your best solution at Glass Solutions.
Hello, Fairbanks. This is David Prues. Sometimes we think about changes in our lives. Have you thought about a career in real estate, being your own boss, setting your own hours and schedule? Do you have 2 weekends to commit? I teach the only real estate pre-licensing course that is based in Fairbanks. My next class is scheduled for the end of July. If you're thinking about this change and want to get it set up and running quickly in real estate, give me, David Prues, a call. at 479-7000. That's 479-7000 to start your real estate career.
Don't miss 50-50 Friday on KFAR. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. sharp, we offer up amazing gift certificates from different local businesses. That's when they go on sale for half price. From incredible food offers to fantastic services, you'll get it for half price every Friday at 9 a.m. So don't miss out on this offer.
The 50-50 this week is Papa Murphy's Pizza. Call ahead and place your order for Papa's All Meat, the Garden Vegetarian, or the Cowboy. Try one of their gourmet pizzas, such as the Chicken Garlic, the Classic Italian, or Gourmet Vegetarian. Save the carbs and eat keto with Papa Murphy's Crust. Pizzas. They even have Chicago-style stuffed pizza. They also have signature salads. And don't forget desserts such as chocolate chip cookie dough, 1 pound freshly made with real Hershey chocolate chips. Get ready for the 50-50 Friday this week with Papa Murphy's Pizza. $25 gift cards for half off and change the way you pizza.
This Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website at KFAR660.com. Simply click on the red 50-50 ticket in the upper right-hand corner and get your gift certificate for half price. That's 50-50 Friday at KFAR660.com.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 80, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 60, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, highs level off around 83, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have in the studio with me Robert Carr. He's putting on the Gravel Barbecue July 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Ways to get out there is at the Chena Wayside Campground at the where Chena Pump just before it goes to the big hill and turns into Chena Ridge.
Yep.
Right there. Or there's a couple fly-in options, Wright's Air on the east ramp of the Fairbanks International. And then your person, Ben.
Yep, Ben will be out of Chena Marina.
Yeah.
And right now we're actually doing a 4th of July special, early bird special. So if you book a flight before Thursday, it's buy one, get one half off. So if you bring in a friend, you guys can get half off on one of the purchases. So yeah,
good for you getting it done. Now again, you can never have enough sponsors.
Yeah, we have Country Financial, of course, Laura Bruger's Country Financial on Gaffney, and then ASI, Alaska Satellite Internet, Fairbanks Home Source, good real estate company.
Very good real estate company.
Melody Macchione.
Yep.
She's really good.
She's very good indeed. That she is.
And then we got Beyond the Box Photo Booth. She does events. She'll bring out a photo booth.
Is she going to have a photo booth out there?
No, I don't think she is.
That's a lot of sand for that delegate.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to deal with it.
But she's a great sponsor.
Yeah. Yep. And then actually we have Drop, which is another one of my businesses. It's a brand new app for remote deliveries. It's kind of like it's similar to like DoorDash or Uber Eats for the bush.
For the Alaskan bush.
Yep. So
wow.
if you're out in the middle of the wilderness, you can get on there and look up a pilot that might be flying over if you need something from the town or whatever brought to you. Let's see what else we got. Lavelle's Tap House.
That's a great app. Good for you, Robert. That's a great app.
It's brand new, so we're still kind of
tweaking it,
yep, and just adding functionality, but it is available for people that need that or want to use their boats or planes to make a little extra cash on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Lavelle's Tap House, Cache Garrett, Ocean Song Massage. She does massage here locally. Her number is 888-LOVE. We got Alaska Dreams.
What are they?
The tents. Alaska Dreams?
Yeah.
They do like the big tents. They do events for weddings and all kinds of things. Yeah, they rent out tents.
They're events.
Yep, they're right there on Van Horn. Crowley Fuels, of course. the pen guy. They do promo products like T-shirts and whatnot, airport equipment rentals, and Gabora's fine wine.
And, of course, Sandy Jameson.
Yep.
He's a sponsor with his very, very one-of-a-kind gravel bar BQ logo.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
He sells all kinds of artwork. He has some real good famous pieces up at, like, the airport and the pump house and stuff like that.
Everyone, if you don't have a Jameson, everyone should have a Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
Simple as that. Everyone should have a Jameson.
Yeah.
You're putting your food in the Barbie about midnight on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have several batches.
So, yeah. Ready to go.
Times. Yep. Yeah. I'm not sure on the times of serving yet, but I imagine we'll have...
When the hungry person comes up and says, hey,
yep.
Robert, give me the brisket, bro.
And if the brisket's not warm, we might have like a brat for you or something.
Yeah. You have other things more than this brisket and...
Pulled pork.
Yeah. And brat.
And then, of course, Hari Om will be there serving too. So,
you know, that's a target-rich environment. Any marijuana vendors?
No.
Okay.
We had good cannabis. I don't think they're doing it again this year. No,
They'd have to set up just like whatchamacallit did, the hoodoo. They'd have to set up.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if there's even such a thing as an event permit for weed. I don't know.
Yeah. Neither do I.
Yeah.
Just a thought, you know?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Hmm.
But I'd like to say, too, you can support the event by buying Sandy's shirt. You know, we're selling his shirts with his painting on there out there.
What does a shirt cost?
I think they're $30 this year. There's actually an online thing on the Facebook page. You click the link and you can pre-order it, and it'll be waiting for you there on the island when you get there. Okay. Or you can have it sent to you or whatever. It's like a drop ship thing.
So if I give you $30 right now, which I'm doing, when do I get my shirt? I can pick it up at Laura Brueger's office. How about I do that?
We can have it mailed there, and because it's like a drop, or yeah, that works.
Yeah,
like, yeah, we'll do that. Sweet, thank you. Thanks for the support.
And, yeah,
we're also doing it. Like, it's all paid for by the sponsors and donors. So
I know you're going to be very busy over the next couple of days. Oh, so yeah. I just figured I'd make Laura, you know, prime sponsor, do some work too. I want my shirt, Laura, if you're listening.
All right, we're making you pick it up, Laura, at the the gravel bar. Because I'm going to be cooking.
Are they, who's, you know, where are you getting them from? Who's producing the shirts?
Let's see, what is her name? She works out of Valdez.
Okay.
And let's see, she does events. She does the Valdez fly-in t-shirts and Middle Rock Designs. That's who's doing our shirts, and she drop ships them, and she'll have them out there ready for pickup if you buy them online early.
Well, if I get it, great. It's not that I take a small shirt. Extra large, please.
All right.
Single X, not a double X.
Okay. Single X.
Yeah, I've got back into the single X size, so I'm doing well health-wise. So what
Good
the heck?
Deal.
So, okay, I just got to get to the chase here. What made you think about this? I mean, was it a good beer, and how about this?
Pretty much. I remember actually sitting on my couch with my uncle over, and we were talking about my barbecue, and because we had just started doing the barbecue, and we wanted to share it with friends, and we thought about, you know, he's got a place on the Wood River, and we were going to fly out there, bring a barbecue and a bunch of friends, and then it just started evolving from there. Like, we need music out there, you know, we got musician friends, and then of course, with everything coming to the plan, we had to move it closer to Fairbanks and get more people involved and sponsors, and that's how it happened.
So you're having the beach party of beach parties this summer.
Yeah, it's going to be the event to come.
So if you're given the perfect excuse of a person who owns a boat.
Yep.
You're given the perfect excuse. Person owns a plane. You're given the perfect excuse.
Yep.
Boat in, fly in. show your stuff.
Yep.
And come out, have a great time. Music.
Music, live music.
Events.
Yep.
Food. Massages. Great Fairbanksons. It's the people that make a great event.
It really is. And everybody last year kept it real clean on the island, and we ask everybody to do that again.
You know,
and keep the fires down. Don't light off fireworks. It's
70 degrees at night. You don't need to start a fire.
No, we don't. We don't need that.
Yeah, and
we got enough smoke.
You don't need a s'more. We've been having s'mores in the air for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
My goodness. Shout out to your 15 to 20 people who help also.
Oh, yeah, all friends and family and everybody coming on board and the boaters, you know, just hauling loads. So that's a huge help.
Yeah, Craig, they're boaters. Craig Compo, they're boaters. They're not floaters. he likes those people with power engines. Yeah. That way he can sales and service. You know, that's what Compo's does. Yeah. So we got to give him a shout out. Yeah. Is he a sponsor yet?
No. He needs to get on board.
That's right. He needs to get his poop together.
Yeah.
He'll be here tomorrow.
Right on.
And I'll bring that up. You know, Craig, come on. This is the biggest boat-in event in the interior. You're not involved, really?
Yeah.
Do you want people at the boat shop involved, right. Craig Compo? You know, right. Let's not go there, buddy. I've only known him since first grade, so what the heck. We graduated high school together. So we can do that to each other, even on the air.
That's
we
good.
So, how long did it take you to perfect your brisket sandwich?
12 hours.
No, how long did it from the first time over testing?
No, like literally, the first one I made, it just kind of blew me and my friends away.
Really?
Yeah.
You're such a jerk. Just, I mean, good for you.
Just followed the instructions.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't my idea. Like, I didn't come up with the process. I didn't reinvent the wheel or anything.
Did you just use salt and pepper on it?
Yep. Just straight salt and pepper.
Yeah.
50-50.
Yeah.
It's amazing what it does if you let it sit on there. And
yeah, let it just saturate in.
Yep.
Don't interrupt the beautiful process. Just let it do. How long do you let it cure for? Once you put your salt and pepper on?
Oh, good 10 hours. We try to. A minimum of 4 hours.
Okay.
And, that first one, I don't think any of us used any barbecue sauce. The first brisket.
Yeah. You're such a jerk. I mean, good for you.
I know.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm bragging a lot.
I know. Hey, guess what? You get to. And if someone wants you really good, stealth, holy cow, that hides from everyone so you don't have to work, this is the weekend to do it.
The brisket bandits out there on the gravel bar.
We got about a minute left, sir. How do you want to end it?
One thing we were asking, if anybody has spare space on their boat. We're not trying to make a bunch of money off the rides, but we have it available. But if you got space, share it, bring a friend, fill up your boat, and bring friends and share the experience with them. They will not forget it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, goodness.
And you can call us. You can email us at that info@flyinalaska.com for a ride.
So you have planes and boats.
And support Country Financial because she is the main one helping put this on.
And she's also doing more than this with her stem cell.
She's doing a lot more. She does everything.
Yeah. Robert, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Hopefully we'll get our old North Korean phone equipment changed out for new North Korean phone equipment. By tomorrow with the Laundry House Gang. You have a great day, and I will see you soon.
See you there.